Good morning, K-State Nation. As I'm recording this volleyball postcast, a pro project podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University, Eddie Greer here, Thursday, November 20th, 2025. Short time of this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition episode of the Purple Project Podcast. After I get off this here, I'm going to post a Hall of Fame Classic preview that I did last night, going down tonight. With our basketball team, men's basketball team, taking on Mississippi State at 8:30 at T-Mobile up here in Kansas City, Missouri. That's tonight, so that will go up around 10:30. So when this pops up tonight, prior to tip-off of that matchup, y'all should be able to listen to that. And, of course, listen to this postcast of volleyball, which, as I said, after that KU heartbreak, and then the Silver Showdown, getting swept by, at the time, 13-ranked KU, what did I say after that podcast? They need to come out, take care of business against Houston. Exactly what they did last night down there in Houston, Texas. A sweep of Houston, 3-0 there. Two of the big three. The duo of Ava LeGrand and Shaylee Myers, double-double last night. Easy three-set sweep. So I saw that coming. 25-19, 25-20 in the second set, and then 25-20. In set three to clinch the win. And for Kansas State now, that is their 16th win for the volleyball team in 2025 there. Last night, the offense hit over 250, 257, 45 kills among 16 errors there. And this, by the way, shocking. I was blown away by this stat here, folks. This is the K-State's first win over Houston since 07, 2007. This is not the football. We're not talking about the football team. Nope, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the women's volleyball team program at K-State. First win against Houston since 2007. So they break that streak there as well. Shaylee Myers last night. Before I get to that, K-State on the road. 5-3 here in 2025 there. Shaylee Myers last night, 16 kills. That was a match high, 13 digs. On the flip side, the other equation of the big three, Anaya Clinton, she added in 9 kills, 2 aces in the night there as well. And I don't have, yeah, actually, we'll get to her in just a minute. Yeah, so Clinton with the 9 kills last night, another milestone for the part of the big three. And if you go back to couple weeks ago, both LeGrand and Myers got to their 1,000th career points. Clinton last night achieved her 750th career kill with K-State, and just a tad over 300 kills alone this year, 302 to be exact. And there's two matches left to go in the regular season for K-State. Incredible. She's also having an incredible season. Anaya Clinton, but also too Ava LeGrand as well. Third straight double-double, 14th in 2025, 37 assists, 11 digs. Simone Sims, 10 more digs for her. Her 17th career match for K-State, clipping that mark or better in a Cats defense, holding Houston, which dropped to 1-14. In the Big 12, and overall 8-18. So apparently they did not play in between now and what we were talking about. We were checking the remaining schedule for the women's volleyball team last week. They were 8-17 coming in. They did not play a game before this game. 131 out of Houston there, forcing 18 errors in this game. This was take care of business type of night for the K-State women's volleyball team. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III, K-State 3, Houston nothing. Just like we said, if you've been every day here in this podcast, this is what we talked about last time we talked women's volleyball in here. After we got swept by 13-ranked KU and one of the more kind of shocking losses, in my opinion, of the year, just because the fact that we took KU in Lawrence to 5 full sets, right? So the way that we lost, yeah, I was stunned that we lost the awesome way we did. I mean, I was expecting us at least take KU to 4, maybe in 5 sets, but the way we get swept like that was very disappointing there. And the comeback, And hey, like we say all the time on this podcast or the EG3 pod, you got to take care of the teams that you're supposed to beat. That's what K-State did last night there as well. So K-State right there. Again, I don't know that you're going to have a Big 12 tournament after this or not. I have no clue. Two games left for the volleyball team in 25. UCF is next. That's the home finale. And then the regular season finale is at Iowa State in Ames. And we beat Iowa State last year in Ames, if I jog my memory correct on that there as well. But head coach Jason Mansfield following this business trip, big time win last night over Houston. Quote, great road win for us. I've said it before, but any win you get in this conference is big. Houston was playing really well in two matches before us against Baylor and Iowa State. So we knew we needed to come in to battle, and we did. 45 kills and 50 digs in three sets is who we needed to be. So proud of the girls for being ready to attack and battle defensively from the start. Double-doubles from Ava and Shea were huge, and I thought Simone played great defense and passed really well for all match for us. Excited to get back home for fun week to end the Big 12 there, end quote, there as well. And that trip, regular season home finale, UCF 16-10, and they'll be coming in to Morgan Family Arena, 7-8 in the conference there. And that's going to be, when I say, hold on, I'm going to have to double check. I got to go back and check the, nope, hold on a second. I got to go back and check the calendar now. I thought I had it for a second here. Let me see. I don't think they'll play again until next week, because there's nothing Sunday and Monday. Well, for me, there's Sunday action going on, but nothing Monday. Tuesday, there's the Indiana game, which we'll get to Alex Aiden in just a minute. But yeah, next Wednesday, senior night at the morgue, they'll welcome UCF then down there out there in Manhattan, Kansas there, as they'll try to wrap it up there with another win dub at Morgan Family Arena. K-State, 16-8 on the season, and they have a chance to get 18 wins on the season at most. 9-7 in the Big 12, and great chance, great opportunity for K-State to get 10 wins in this conference. That will be huge. I don't think they reached 10 wins last year, if my memory is correct on that as well. So, like I said, this is a huge stepping stone for this volleyball program there. If they can get it, they have a great chance to get double-digit wins in the conference play. And then, at most, with two games to go, get 18 wins. But right now, as of Thursday, November 20th, 2025, K-State is sitting now 16-8 overall after sweeping Houston last night down there in Houston, Texas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. All around, just record K-State content. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Poppynap, we did not record last night. However, I did mention Indiana. Why? Because the game should be over next Tuesday, a couple days before Thanksgiving. That's when me and Alex will hop on for the first time in probably a month and a half or so, maybe two, maybe longer than that, since we last talked over in the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Podcast Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R. Number 3, EDDID Podcast, for more bonus coverage of a K-State Wildcats. Alex will be on next Tuesday. We will hop on next Tuesday night. Should be following the Indiana game. If the Indiana game is still on, we're going to hop on anyway. Because there's going to be plenty to talk about. Obviously, we'll talk right after the Indiana, whatever happens with Indiana, the result from the Utah game, and really get Alex's thoughts on really the entire season, because by that point, maybe one game left of the 2025 season for the football team, which the football team will be playing Utah on Saturday afternoon, and then the home finale at Bill Snyder Family Stadium next week against Colorado. And K-State needs one more win to get bowl eligible. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. We continue to thank you guys so much for your continued support of this other quote-unquote K-State podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from a foggy Kansas City, Missouri here today. This has been another episode, winning postcast edition, another one of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.